Aloha. Aloha and blessings, divine ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda coming to you from the big, bold, and beautiful island of Hawaii. And you are listening to Maya Ananda's Road to Happy. I'm chuckling already because I always dubbed this the Working Moms Podcast. I am about as low-tech as it gets. And I am, well, here, I am joined this morning by our rescue animals. I've got Bilby, who, when he sees a lap, just jumps into it, our rescue cat. Those of you who are not aware, Bilby is an endangered Australian animal that we have, my daughter and I, seen. We've seen at the Sydney Zoo. It's got a rather long little snout, and this kitty here, who loves cuddles, has a long little snout, so my daughter named him Bilby. But I'm chuckling because in my low-tech world, my phone is juggling right now. Oh, there you go. He's off on his butt. Because I only have so much lap. Yeah. No studio here. Now, I've come from a studio environment. I know that environment well and do love and adore it. Love buttons and knobs on sound production. But that's not what you get here, my loves. You get raw Mother Earth energy, and I take you out into this space. So I am outside in the early morning sun here, just rising. It is a warm summer day. Birds are chirping. There's a gentle trade wind, and it is just gorgeous. There is a rooster singing his song behind me. I don't know if you can hear that, if the mic picks that up. Otherwise, there's just silence. Besides me, of course, breaking that silence. But I want to bring you into this space, to this sacred space. I'm really praying and hoping for you that for the next 15 minutes, you grant yourself permission to take pause. Take pause in your day. Make this your special time. Light a candle or go sit outside. Just pause from the busyness of the day. I know so many of us listen to podcasts when we're doing dishes or in the car. And, you know, hey, if that's how you got to do it, then that's fine. But really, wishing for the next 15 minutes that you can pause in that busyness, granting yourself permission to just be and to receive the words as they come through. Everything that comes through me is sent by this benevolent and loving universe through me to you. So these words are finding you in the perfect moment, and trust that that is so. So let us both just take pause. Still got a bit of a craggly voice. I don't know. It's not helped along by the noxious gases that are being emitted out into the sky as Kilauea is erupting at the moment. I think we're in day 5. I've rather lost count already. But 10 minutes by car behind me, and there's a big steam cloud already that one can see, reminding me that the air is also kissed with sulfur dioxide and what else? Other stuff that is not easing my throat this morning, but that is okay. So we take a breath, collective breath, and sink into our heart space and just accessing that point deep within, that space of gratitude, putting out into the universe, to ourselves, just saying thank you. For nothing in particular, just thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this breath. Thank you for this life. Thank you for this time to be together. Thank you for this message that is finding you today. Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that has come and will come. And I thank you, Divine One, for sharing this space with me. Thank yourself for showing up, for taking responsibility for your life, for learning how to redirect it. And yesterday we spoke about being in the boat of life and sitting in it backwards with your fingers in your ears, which really so many of us do. I think that's a really accurate analogy, because we aren't taught in schools how to focus our lives to get the outcome that we desire. We're just taught to do stuff, mindlessly doing stuff, endless tasks, endless juggle for mothers especially, balancing too many things. Well, you're not balancing is what it is. None of us. It's impossible to balance, to be in harmony when we've got so many balls in the air. So what I am offering you, gifting you in these moments of pause, is the ability, the wisdom, to turn around in your boat of life, to create a steering wheel, to birth an anchor, and to steer the bejesus out of your boat in the direction that you want. Let's pause there. So what I offer you in this space, in the road to happy, is a new way of living. It's a new way of being. It's a recognition of the thoughts in your head, knowing that we are energy beings residing in a vibrational energy world that responds to the vibration that you are creating. Number one, by the thoughts in your mind, the words that circulate over and over, seeing actively, consciously where you have created. Excuse me for a moment. There we go. Where you have created or allowed yourself to sit in limitation. This time we all find ourselves in the universe is about breaking open those limitations, but you cannot break them open until you recognize them. So we take a tip from Goddess Pele and the eruption right now. She has been cooking beneath the surface, the crust of the earth, seemingly solid. It has burst open, hasn't it? And molten lava has burst forth. So let's take a tip from this activity, this earth activity. We've all got stuff that's cooking underneath the surface. And we think if we allow it to remain underneath the surface, that all shall be well. And I assure you, as a hospice counselor, and as an energy, I would say energy goddess, I love that, one that is in tune with the energies of the universe, you cannot hide energy. Energy does not die. It can transmute into something else, change form, but it is ever active in motion. And so that which you feel you keep hidden within you is active, just like this lava. Active. Waiting for that moment when it can no longer remain quiet and it has to burst through. So we talk a lot about actively shifting energy, dealing with it, doing the work, bringing your awareness, your focus away from the outside world and into your inner space, because that is where it's all cooking. That is where it's happening. You want change in your life? Don't look outside. Look within. That is the crux of my work. And what the universe is saying, the universal energies are all pulling us away from the outside and into your inner recesses, your heart space, which is whispering, perhaps screaming at you, the direction that would be in your best interest to go. Now, we have so many forces out there that want to distract us from stuff. So many. So I challenge you today in this moment to really look at your life where you've allowed distraction to take hold and take over. This can come in the form of a routine that is not feeding you, of habits, a of just noise. How long you are on a device doing stuff. What is that stuff that you're doing? We fill our energy field with frenetic noise, and then our life reflects that. Oh no, we have a bilby coming back. My lap was used for equipment. All right, I'm gonna try to put this on the ground. We'll see how that goes. So back to that. We have allowed our energy fields, our lives, to be filled with frenetic noise. And that noise clouds our energy field. It clouds our clarity. I like that. A lot of C's. It diffuses. There you go. Thank you. A much better word. Diffuses our energy field and prevents us from being in alignment with our higher self and hearing, feeling what is our clarity. Where are we supposed to go? What is in our best interest? We talk a lot in this space about making decisions based on your heart space and how you are feeling. Does it raise your vibration and bring you to that state of excitement? Yes, this is it. An overwhelming surge of emotion. Or does it plunge you down to that state of despair, of heaviness? How many of us are in that place, and from that place of heaviness, we plunge forward, dragging these heavy weights behind us. For some reason, thinking that this is the way to go, this is life. That life is heaviness, that life is extra baggage. It is not. And that, I feel, is the message of the universe now. It's time to shed that baggage, dear one. Shed it. Shed it and forget it. We hold on to so much for no reason other than it feels comfortable because we've done it for so long. The name of the game, dear heart, is lighter, freer, excitement. We spoke yesterday about the energy of excitement and how beautiful it is. That is the space of manifestation. That is the space of getting the universe's attention and saying, hello, I am here. I am ready. I am prepared to move forward with this vision I have, that I've been gifted with a dream. I want it. I claim it. Let's go forward. You cannot manifest the life of your dreams from a state of heaviness, because the heaviness, it's like, imagine you're sitting on the ground and you've got a beautiful ocean, lake before you. It's a perfect summer's day. And someone comes up behind you and drops a water-laden overcoat on your head. Heavy, heavy, wet, cold, miserable. And instead of realizing that this heavy overcoat is not something you want, need, or need to take on, you just allow it to sit there going, oh well, I guess this is it now. I guess this is it now. Think about it. Truly, sit for a moment and embody that information, that gift of wisdom from the universe. What heavy coat do you have before you? And you shouldn't have to think. It should just be in your heart space, and you know. You know what I find interesting? I'll give you a quick tangent that is relevant. I have found with each of my hospice patients, when appropriate to ask, each of them knew the moment something had shifted in their bodies and something was wrong, gravely wrong. They had waited too long to deal with something, and their bodies were saying enough. I find that so interesting. We have within us this energy field, this body, this sacred vessel that houses our light, our spirit. It is more than just flesh. I call it our Geiger counter of life. Feel the answers. Feel. You know within you so much, don't you? So much. Because that's how we're created. That's how we're built. We're meant to know intuitively by feeling into our heart space, by feeling into the depths of our bodies. What is in our best interest and what is not? It is so simple. We overcomplicate everything. Do you feel light, excited, joyful, grateful, or do you not? Do you feel heavy, resentful, angry, frustrated? You know, you can imagine the path of life before you. You're moving along. Things are going well. You're flowing. You're singing. You're happy. You're skipping along. And then there's a fork in the road and you go, which way do I go? Don't make lists. Just feel. Feel within you. Ask. Divine Mother, what is in my best interest at this moment? Or universe, or source. Pick a word. God, if it suits you. Goddess, if that suits you. Divine light, energy, we can go on, right? And then feel. Instantly, there will be a reaction in your body. Lighter? Choose that way. Heavier? Don't choose that way. But you can, because we have free will. You can choose that way of heaviness, and many of us do because we're so familiar with that feeling, aren't we, of heaviness. I have been subject to that. I too have walked down that path of being duped into thinking that this life is suffering, carrying this heavy yoke. Everything is hard work. Nothing comes to us without that hard work. And if you've been listening to The Road to Happy, you know that language weaves its way into the space. I don't call it hard work when we put our mind and soul into something when we are passionate. We are just that word, passionate about our work, passionate, dedicated. Now I'm fond of the word discipline, but that's going to pull us into a different direction. So let's go back to dedicated and passionate. Feel the energy of passionate. It gets your heart space going, doesn't it? Hard work. Ooh, well, that doesn't sound very fun, does it? So shift that. You might work long hours, but you can do so with joy in your heart, with passion, dedication, with love. Love, and there's many. Oh, see, I can feel within me the well of emotion. Because that is where I'm at with my work and what I would impart to you. So many, I was about to say, that are readdressing the nature of work. Thank you, Mr. Cardinal, for agreeing. The nature of work. Work does not mean going into a cubicle 9 to 5. Who does 9 to 5 anymore, please? We're way beyond even 8 to 6, aren't we? And it's a badge of honor the more we quote-unquote work. That is not work. Simply to get paid, to pay bills. That is not work. Well, that is work. That's not joyful, passionate work. That is not life, is what I meant to say. When we wake up every day with a heart filled with gratitude, sitting forward in our boat of life with our hands on that steering wheel and the anchor in the boat ready to go and pause when we choose, our mind focus, our heart open to receiving, setting routines in the morning that feed us and align us with the heart space of the universe. That is the way to go. That is the way to manifest a joyful, purposeful life. So as I was, blah, blah, blah. That did not come out. As I was saying, when we go to an office every day and do things that don't feed our heart and soul, each and every day, the sands in our hourglass of life tick away until you get to that point. What happened? You've heard me say it before, hospice counselor. How many times, if not each and every family I visit, they say, what happened? Where did the time go? How did I get here? We are in charge of steering the boats of our lives. And it's time, collectively, that we remember, we embody new skills. They're not actually new skills, though. They're all ancient ways. There's been a pause in our collective thinking that has taken us off track, derailed our collective trains. And now it's time to get serious and to get back in that space of direction. And I would want nothing more than for each and every one of you to wake up in the morning and feel that joy and purpose and peace in your hearts. Gratitude for a life that you've been gifted, for things in your day that will make your heart pound with excitement. Anything. It doesn't have to be this huge thing. Just taking pause and walking in your garden, in your particular biosphere, taking your children on a nature walk. If you've got little ones, enjoying that space of wonder. 2-year-olds, right? Chubby little 2-year-olds with their little hands. You know, that pudgy skin. Oh, so adorable before they start to become little humans. Those little fingers grabbing at just delicate little things. I remember my daughter, we'd go on nature walks, and little leaves. She would look at it and then turn to me, you know, or like a ladybug or a snail. Little things, they see everything. Children. And everything is an amazement. Everything inspires that wonder. We as grown-ups have lost that, and it is time to reclaim it, because that is where we're at. That is what the universe is saying, is that I am a sacred structure, vibration. Look around you, look around. Everything is a gift. Everything is sacred. And that means you too, Divine One. I'm going to pause there, as that's feeling complete at this moment, and also because a misty rain cloud is appeared out of nowhere. I guess the universe is also signifying that that was complete for today. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the big, bold, and beautiful and erupting island of Hawaii. You have been listening to Maya Ananda's Road to Happy. A little bird just literally catching a bug right in front of my face. So beautiful. So sharing that moment with you. Remember, Divine Ones, from the universe to my heart, to yours, we are one. Anything is possible in life. You only just have to believe. Aloha and blessings. Bye.